From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. It was 5 years ago today that Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast, causing widespread devastation to Louisiana and Mississippi. President Obama is to visit the region this afternoon, speaking at Xavier University, which was inundated after the levees failed, along with about 80% of New Orleans. Public housing residents are just starting to move back into new housing. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The new developments include modern townhouses and single-family homes. There are pools, exercise rooms, and lots of green space, a far cry from the aging housing projects they replaced. Those were demolished after the storm. But only a third of the units are being set aside for public housing, and some of those who've come back, like 64-year-old Bobby Jennings, say they feel out of place.
People around here don't know me. They don't know my grandchildren.
Other residents are thrilled to be back and say the new developments are a big improvement. But housing advocates are concerned that there are fewer units for low-income residents, especially because rents in the city have gone sky high since the storm. Pam Fessler, NPR News.
Louisiana Senator David Vitter easily won the Republican primary for another term. Congressman Charlie Melanson is the choice of Louisiana Democrats. The other Senate primary yesterday took place in West Virginia. The Democratic governor won his party's nomination to fill the seat formerly held by Robert C. Byrd. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Erica Peterson reports he'll compete against a local businessman.
West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin will face off against businessman John Racy in November's special election to fill the seat left vacant by Byrd's death on June 28th. Manchin, a Democrat, is in the middle of his second term as governor. He won nearly two-thirds of the vote. Racy, an industrialist and media owner, led a pack of 10 GOP candidates. Byrd died at age 92 after being elected to a record ninth term in 2006. Cart Goodwin was appointed by Manchin to fill the vacancy temporarily, and the winner of November's election will serve the remaining 2 years of Byrd's term. For NPR News, I'm Erica Peterson in Charleston, West Virginia.
Officials in Afghanistan say the bodies of five missing campaign workers have been found. They've been working for a female candidate in next month's parliamentary election. From Kabul, the BBC's Quentin Somerville has more.
The bodies of the five election workers were found by locals gathering wood in Adraskan district of Western Herat province. Their hands had been bound and all five had been shot in the head. The workers had been campaigning on behalf of Fawzia Galani, a female MP who's standing again in the country's parliamentary elections, which take place next month. The Taliban say they carried out the killings, but claim to have released one of the workers. The insurgents are opposed to the elections and female candidates in particular. They've been blamed for the murder of a number of candidates, including the beheading of one in Ghazni province.
The BBC's Quentin Somerville. This is NPR News. The Kenyan government today defended its decision not to arrest the president of Sudan. Omar Hassan al-Bashir is accused of directing the genocide in Sudan's Darfur region. Kenya is obligated to act on an arrest warrant issued by the International Criminal Court. Bashir visited Nairobi last week to attend a ceremony for a new constitution in Kenya. The country's deputy minister of foreign affairs told reporters Kenya decided not to arrest Bashir in the interest of regional stability. The arrest might adversely affect peace in Sudan. British police are investigating allegations of cricket match fixing during a series with a team visiting from Pakistan. One person has been arrested. Larry Miller reports from London. Cheating allegations have dogged the Pakistan team for some time.
Scotland Yard arrested a London businessman on suspicion of conspiracy to defraud bookmakers. Police moved after the tabloid News of the World filmed undercover reporters posing as gamblers, apparently paying the suspect more than $230,000 in cash. He allegedly guaranteed so-called no-balls would occur at specific times in Friday's match at Lord's Cricket Ground, and they did. A no-ball is a penalty, similar to a balk in baseball. In the 1990s, Australian players accused the Pakistan captain of offering them bribes. A few years later, two players were found guilty of match fixing. The Pakistan team has also been accused of ball tampering and deliberately throwing a match. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
In baseball, it will be Hawaii versus Japan in the Little League Championship today in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. American teams have won the last five Little League titles. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.